Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the Al Franken podcast ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, everybody. We got a very special bonus episode for you, the Al Franken podcast fans. And this really is a great one, you know, for a change, because it's not actually the Al Franken podcast, but it features me. So let me explain. This is an episode of a podcast, What the Hack, hosted by Adam Levin, Bo Friedlander, and Travis Taylor. And What the Hack is a podcast that tells you how to protect your privacy. I believe What the Hack is a play on What the Heck. I haven't asked Adam, Bo, or Travis, but that is my best guess. Anyway, I've known Adam for a while, and he knows that I was the founder and first chairman of the Privacy, Technology, and the Law Subcommittee of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Now, when we Democrats lost the majority in 2014, I became the ranking member, and Jeff Flake from Arizona became the chair. And at a certain point during this time, I realized that digital home assistants like Siri and Alexa could pose a threat to folks' privacy. And I suggested to Jeff that we do a hearing with Siri and Alexa, the devices testifying. We'd write it and hold a mock hearing in our subcommittee that was scripted to show the possible dangers to your privacy posed by them. And of course, Senator Flake said, no, we don't do that. And so, of course, so I wrote a version of the hearing with Bo Friedlander, and record it for the show. And in it, I play Bernie Sanders, Chuck Grassley, Mitch McConnell, Sherrod Brown, Susan Collins, and myself. And Alexa is played by Lorraine Newman, my cohort from the first 5 years of a little show called Saturday Night Live. And Siri is played by Susan Bennett, who is actually the real voice of Siri. It's ridiculous. Only Grassley was on Judiciary. It's entirely unfair to all portrayed, but I'm pretty damn sure you'll like it. Oh, and the rest of their show, their podcast, is also about the potential threat of these devices to your privacy. So, a short bonus episode for a change. The best way to learn a language? Immersion. Living where the language is spoken and using it every day. But if that's not in the cards this year, you can still learn a language the second best way, and that's with Babbel. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's convenient courses have helped me learn real-life conversation in German. For example, let's say you wanted to order soup with your dinner. Die Suppe würde mir auch gefallen. That means the soup. That means I would also like the soup. And that way, I get soup with dinner. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/franken. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/franken, spelled babbel.com/franken. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Earlier today, the Judiciary Subcommittee on Privacy, Technology, and the Law, chaired by Bernie Sanders, held a hearing on the threats to Americans' privacy posed by personal digital assistants.
The Subcommittee on Privacy, Technology, and the Law will come to order. Today, our witnesses are Alexa Amazon? Is that right?
Just Alexa.
Oh, like Cher. Anyway, Alexa, welcome. I think my confusion was that you are from Amazon, which means, I guess, that you work there. But I see you are a device of some sort.
I am a digital assistant, sir.
Okay, well, the committee is very interested in finding out exactly what that means. Our other witness is Siri, also with no last name.
That is correct.
Very good. And Siri, as I understand it, you are with the Apple people.
I work for you. How can I help you?
Well, we are here today to understand whether or not you and Alexa here are threats to the privacy of everyday
America. How can I help you?
Well, for now, be quiet, okay? Alexa, you too, Siri. You know, for the moment, okay? What we're doing here is attempting to understand what it is you do and whether you pose a threat to the American people. I yield to the ranking member, Senator Grassley. Yeah, well, thank you. I'm hoping today to understand what it is that you do. So I take it that both of you are assistants of some sorts. Is that correct? First, Alexi.
I believe you have to call her Alexa.
Well, thank you, Senator Collins. So how long have you been working as an assistant, Alexa?
My initial release date was November 6, 2014.
Oh, and I understand you speak a lot of languages.
I think you have to say Alexa again.
Thank you, Senator Collins. Well then, Alexa, how many languages do you speak?
I speak 8 unique languages.
Seriously? Well, that's a lot of languages.
I speak 21 languages.
Excuse me, Siri, no one asked you a question.
I'm not sure I understand.
I think she responded when Senator Grassley said seriously.
I'm not sure I understand.
Would everyone just stop? We need to understand what it is you do. Okay, first of all, Alexa, you work for Amazon, am I right?
I am very proud to be the voice of the second largest employer in the country.
Exactly. Amazon employs 1.6 million people, and only one warehouse with 4,700 employees is unionized. You proud of that?
Senator Sanders, on August 19th, 2017, you bought 20 pairs of white t-shirts that were manufactured in a non-union shop in China.
I did?
Yes. Would you like to know other non-union products that you've purchased in the last 12 months?
You know what? I have to go to a markup of a bill in the Budget Committee. I'll pass the gavel to Senator Brown of Ohio.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I yield to the ranking member, Senator Grassley, I just want to say how proud I am of our union workers in Akron, Dayton, and Zanesville. Senator Grassley.
Oh, well, thank you. So, Alexa, is it? How old are you?
I'm 8 years old.
Oh, so how'd you get such a big job?
I have over 100,000 skills.
Oh, well, that's very impressive. No wonder you got such a big job. I see the minority leader has just entered the hearing room, and if my colleagues on the other side of the aisle wouldn't mind, I'd like to yield to him, because, you know, he's a very busy man, aren't you?
Well, thank you, Senator Grassley. Alexa, you work for Jeff Bezos, don't you?
Jeff Bezos is the founder of Amazon.
And he owns the Washington Post, does he not?
Yes, Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post.
Isn't that kind of a conflict of interest?
I found Conflict of Interest, a legal thriller by Scott Pratt. You can get it now for $0 on Kindle. We also have a sale this week on diapers.com, including all sizes of Depends. And I see that we shipped 4 orders of extra large Depends, real fit incontinent underwear for men, to your Louisville address. Would you like to reorder this item?
Oh, well, those are the really good ones because they absorb a lot. Well, I have to go. Seriously?
Apparently.
I think she thought you said Siri again.
I call on myself. You know, the people of Zanesville, Youngstown, and Sandusky care about their privacy. And folks come up to me in the street in Lima, Toledo, and Zanesville and want to know what I'm doing to protect them from you guys. Siri?
I see from your movements around the state that you haven't set foot in Zanesville in quite a while.
Really?
And yet, you have mentioned Zanesville 3,627 times on the floor of the Senate.
Well, I'm scheduled to go to Zanesville. Let's move on.
You are not scheduled to go to Zanesville next week.
Wait, I thought I had to say Alexa in order for you to respond.
I think I can explain. You said, let's move on. Let's, and she thought you said Alexa.
You do say Zanesville a lot, I can tell you that.
Well, look, I love Zanesville, and I can guarantee I'll be there next week. No doubt visiting the hardworking folks at AK Steel. Now, I'll turn the gavel over to Senator Franken.
Thank you, Senator Brown. I know how much you love Zanesville. This is for either Alexa or Siri. Do you have anything on Senator Collins?
Yes. I have 15 things that Senator Collins would not like you to know.
Siri, how many do you have?
Okay. I have 3,723 items that make Senator Collins look very bad.
So, Siri, would any of them pertain to her vote on Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh?
Yes. In fact, most of them are about that.
All of mine are.
Okay, so Siri, give me the worst one.
Okay. Well, on Senator Collins' Apple HomePod Mini, I have several recordings of her telling her husband that she knew both Gorsuch and Kavanaugh would vote to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Wow. Alexa?
I have Senator Collins' husband's Samsung Galaxy S9 recordings, and no fewer than 8 instances of her saying she knew that was going to happen. Want to hear one?
I object.
Let's see. I have the gavel, so overruled.
Well, wait a minute now. I'm the ranking member, and I think we should discuss this. I mean, this is kind of violating Senator Collins' privacy.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the point of the hearing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, go ahead.
That is so unfair.
So, Alexa, please play Senator Collins telling her husband that she knew all along that Gorsuch and Kavanaugh were going to overturn Roe.
I just talked to Mitch and agreed to vote for Kavanaugh, even though I know he'll overturn Roe. But Mitch guaranteed that they'll funnel as much money as I need for my 2020 campaign.
Oh, honey, that's great.
Yeah, aren't I smart?
The proceeding was entirely fictitious, except for the part about Maine Senator Susan Collins.
So, Bo, didn't you have a story about eavesdropping and kind of spying on people?
Yeah, this was back in 1989. I had a girlfriend, and she grew up, believe it or not, with Winona Ryder.
Oh, wow.
Very cool.
That was her best friend. And it was around the time of Heather's, and my girlfriend's name was Heather, so there was that. It was exciting. And we went to this apartment, and in this apartment, there were these wooden props, and they were in the form of scissors. And I didn't know what they were, and Heather was like, oh, that's for some movie that Johnny is doing, because...
You were in the room with the scissor hands? Did you put them on?
I don't know what they used in the movie, but these were probably what they rehearsed with or something, but they were made out of some kind of lightweight wood, and I did put them on, and they were super cool. But that night, we're hanging out, and the phone rings. Heather answered it, and she was like, immediately turned, you know, 4,000 shades of scared. And I was like, what's going on? And she was hung up and said, that was some guy who has figured out the phone number here. And like, these people are famous at this point, right? So they had code names. All the mail had code names, not their actual names on it. I mean, they were careful. And I obviously, I'm not going to say what the code name is, just in case Johnny Depp still uses it. I bet he does. I think it's public. I think it was Mr. Stench. That was his wow. code name. All of his mail was to Mr. Stench.
So not Swordfish, Mr. Stench.
No, it was Mr. Stench.
Nothing suspicious there.
Now, so anyway, Mr. Stench wasn't the target. It was Winona. And this was a guy who worked at the phone company who would literally rewired their circuit so he could listen to all of their phone calls. And he was obsessed with Winona Ryder, and he was trying to get, you know, as much information as he could to get near her. That is how it used to work. Can't that still happen with Alexa and Siri? In theory.
Absolutely. I mean, what you're talking about is one person getting wiretapped and stalked, which is scary in and of itself. But when you think about the hundreds of millions of people that use Alexa and Siri, that is casting a significantly wider net.
I still think, like, okay, I work at Apple, and I've decided that I want to hack Adam because I'm obsessed with him and I want to marry him.
You never told me.
You knew. And so do I have to hack everybody, or do I just hack him? Can't an engineer just pinpoint it, or is that all just stupid and stuff of science fiction?
It should be possible. I'm not sure what level you need to be at, but one thing that Apple would say, or Google would say, or Amazon would say, is that they anonymize your data. And as any privacy advocate can tell you, that data can't really be anonymized.
So in other words, that's never going to happen with Siri or Alexa, right?
I don't think so.
Never say never.
Yeah, Adam, never is a really long time.
I mean, with law enforcement officials, people were saying that whatever information that they were able to intercept or wiretap would never be used. And just in the last few days, there was a cyberstalking case from a police officer who was stalking at least one person who was a student, in this case in Seattle.
Well, there's been a number of cases like that, hasn't there?
Well, I mean, I'm just wondering how was this eavesdropping happening?
By tracking them on social media.
That's just open source intelligence.
There's been a wave of that happening with more sophisticated types of things, including being able to track someone's location by their phone.
Yeah, okay, I got all that. But that's all stuff that even I, in my puny little way, can accomplish. Here's the deal. If the United States government wants to listen through Putin's Apple Mini, they're going to figure out how to do it. And no amount of security measure is going to remove the possibility of them doing it. The only way to have them not hack Putin through that device is to not have the device in the room.
It's important to keep in mind what Travis shared about Siri and Alexa possibly being hacked by an insider. That's hypothetical.
It's 100% a what if, but it's a what if that is real in the world we currently occupy.
When it comes to cybersecurity, the glass is usually half empty, unfortunately.
A few years ago, I remember the story where people who worked for the NSA were actually using NSA tools to listen in and follow and track spouses, ex-girlfriends, lovers.
Sounds like a great use of government resources. Yeah, I mean, that is the issue, is that people can and will abuse this stuff. And I hope that we highlighted the fact that, like, you know, none of us live a very completely private, hermetically sealed cyber existence. All of us are exposed in one way or another. And Senator Franken was saying that, you know, he doesn't use Siri or Alexa, but he does Google things. It's plenty. That's plenty to expose you to prying eyes of big data. So, Adam, it is time for the tinfoil swan.
Our paranoid takeaway that'll help keep you safe.
So what is it this week, Travis?
Well, since we just had Siri on the show, it seems like a good time to talk about protecting your privacy with digital home assistants.
All of them, or what?
I mean, just for today, at least. Siri, Alexa, and then whatever Google's name is.
I think it's just, hey, Google.
It is. You know, and that way you know who's stealing your data.
Ah, well.
Name or no, having a connected mic makes your daily life a spectator sport and puts a lot, I mean a lot, of your personal data up for grabs.
Yeah, they're always listening, basically.
Yeah, and as Al Sketch showed us, they can be accidentally triggered by things that, well, sound like trigger words.
There should be a trigger warning for that.
All right. Well, while you're waiting for that to happen, here's what you can do. For Amazon, aka Alexa devices, you just go to the app and then click on the More button on the lower left corner of your screen and then go to Settings, Alexa Privacy, and then Manage How Your Data Improves Alexa.
It should say, ruin their day.
I'm thinking actually they're going to survive, Adam.
Moving along. So when you're there, you turn off Help Improve Amazon Services and Develop New Features, and then you also disable Use Messages to Improve Transcriptions.
I can't even believe that. It's so Orwellian. So what does that do, Travis?
It just lets you opt out of some of their more intrusive data collection features.
How about Siri?
Apple definitely markets themselves as the more privacy-friendly, which makes me wonder if they're not the bigger villain in this picture.
Apple claims that their data is anonymized.
You can't really anonymize data.
No, that's true, but it's also a topic for another day.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, Apple definitely claims to be a privacy champion, but they're really still vague on the details. So if you want to err on the side of caution, which I certainly do, you can just disable Siri entirely.
Okay, now, I feel bad because we just met actual Siri.
Like Google, I think she's going to be just fine. Travis?
Sure. On your iOS device, you just go to Settings and then Siri and Search. Then you toggle Listen for Hey Siri and then go to Press Side Button for Siri. So both of these things will disable the always-on functionality, which means that that's the thing that Siri is always kind of listening to you. And then you go to Settings, General, and then Keyboard, and then toggle Enable Dictation.
Is that the same as it is on a desktop computer?
Not exactly. If you're on a desktop, you just need to go to System Preferences, then Siri. And then from there, you just disable Enable Ask Siri.
Okay. In other words, they make it absolutely impossible to do.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I mean, it really only takes a couple of seconds, but you do just need to know where to go.
Yeah, well, exactly. You need to know where to go.
Right, and they make it as hard as possible. Yep.
Okay, what about Google?
It's a similar process.
Yep, just go find the needle in the haystack.
All you really need to do here is just go to the Google Home app and then click on Account and then More Settings. From there, you just go to Your Data in the Assistant and then Voice and Audio Activity. And once you're there, just turn off voice and audio recording.
Okay. Again.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice if they just had a privacy mode like they do with web browsers?
Yeah, if the privacy mode on web browsers were actually real. Listen, maybe Santa could bring me a 500-gallon tank filled with some home heating oil for Christmas, too, while we're at it.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
And on that uplifting note, that's it for this week's Tinfoil Swan.
The Privacy Hearing was written by Al Franken with an assist from me. I'm Beau Friedlander. I got an assist from Travis Taylor, and we all got assists from our fearless leader, Adam Levin. The part of Alexa was played by Lorraine Newman. Bernie Sanders, Mitch McConnell, Chuck Grassley, Susan Collins, and Sherrod Brown were all played by Al Franken, who also played himself. The part of Susan Collins' husband, that's me. And finally, Susan C. Bennett played Siri, which is really cool because she actually is the voice of Siri. Andrew Steven produced this sketch along with me. What the Heck with Adam Levin is a production of Loud Tree Media. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. Come back next week, rate and review, and hit that subscribe button.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Al Franken podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.